Our money, hard at work. So not. Government employee has way too much time on his hands. I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com. This story originally began years ago with the revealing of a federal employee who was using the contact information of his federal job for his liberal activist website. Yours truly busted him back then. His name is Jim Kennedy. He is employed in a branch of the U.S. Labor Board as a mathematics statistician, a supervisor with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. When caught using the government contact info, he pretty much got a slap on the hand and a no, 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 now don't do that again, and had to remove the contact info from his website. I don't know, call me silly, but I think he should have lost his job. Had it been a conservative, that person would have been long gone. See ya, out of there, bye-bye, fired. Since he got that severe hand slap, Jim Kennedy has not missed a beat. And he sure has a lot of time on his hands. Time during what most of us would see as business hours. March 11th is not a holiday of any kind, yet Jim Kennedy was posting away on his website in the middle of the afternoon. Some might suggest that he was on a break. Well, if he was, then one would have to tell us how many breaks this man receives, as his website shows numerous posts during business hours. And how does he get on the internet? Here's how I see it. Even on break, he would have been using a government internet access. I don't like the idea of my government tax dollars paying for someone to fight his political matters on the internet. Just as his office government phone is not to be used for his political website, neither should the internet connection in that government office be used for such. I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com.